of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier at the White House. His administration is preparing to present to U.S. lawmakers his plan to close a controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
You can read more on the president's comments at our website at voanews.com. Libyans took to the streets of Benghazi Tuesday, honking horns and waving Libyan flags in celebration after army units backed by civilian fighters cleared a major part of the eastern city of Islamic extremists following 2 years of deadly fighting. The celebration comes hours after troops early in the day pushed into the district of Al-Latia, a stronghold of Islamic militias who withdrew within hours. Over the past days, the army had made important advances and on Monday took control of a strategic port and a hospital. Immigration officials have arrested 17 Nigerians attempting to cross the border into Niger on their way to Libya with no valid papers, according to a senior Nigerian immigration official Tuesday. The Comptroller for Immigration for Katsina State and Nigeria's immigration officers intercepted the 17 in two batches at a border crossing with Niger. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura.
I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government, ruling party or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue.
Mr. Bond's visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations among Nkurunziza and his opponents. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. In a joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia said that under the plan, the parties involved in the conflict would limit any use of force to situations such as responding in self-defense and agree to provide unhindered access to humanitarian groups delivering aid to besieged areas. Greece has filed a formal protest with Austria over its recent actions involving the migrant crisis. The Greek foreign ministry summoned the Austrian ambassador to Athens to express anger over Vienna's decision to limit the number of asylum applications, which could leave thousands of migrants stranded in Greece. Athens is also angry over not being invited to a meeting Wednesday in Austria with several Balkan states on the migrant crisis. Those states are Albania, Bosnia, Macedonia, and Slovenia. Monday, Greek police began removing hundreds of migrants from a camp at the country's border with Macedonia. A Swedish doctor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for abducting a woman and locking her in a homemade bunker for 6 days. In a unanimous verdict, a Stockholm court found 38-year-old Martin Trenenberg guilty of drugging and abducting the woman. The prosecutor said he had planned to hold the woman as his girlfriend in a specially constructed bunker behind his isolated home. Supporters of Apple and its objections to helping the FBI break into an iPhone used by a mass shooter are planning protests in more than 40 cities Tuesday, including the FBI's headquarters in Washington. The rights group called Fight for the Future is organizing events at Apple stores in New York, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Hong Kong, and London. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.